Starting is the difficult part. We are talking about hacking your brain, and many messages will appear between the lines. So be careful to try to figure out what we want to say. So the talk starts a long time ago. In the year 1993, nobody took care, at least to my knowledge, about food. You can see on the picture alcohol, the cider bottle in the tent. You see the meat, the salami. You also see coffee, and you see dairy products. So this was 1993, nobody cared about this. Then four years later, you also see the salami on the picture, and I think nobody didn't care either at this time. And so me, I drank lots of alcohol. We had big parties at those events, and it was a great time. The CIA said there were the potentially 1,000 most dangerous people worldwide, and maybe it was, I do not know. So that's the introduction. Then I'm getting older, I'm getting ill. I get brain fog, which means the short-time memory was reduced, so working on the computer, getting hard, read the documentation and try to produce something useful was difficult for me, so at that time I missed UM. So that's the reason for that. Then later on, I'm getting really fat, so I had maybe 120 kilos, I think. So, but I didn't know the reason for all this stuff at that time. Then I found a website, urinale.org, where you can check your urine for pesticides. And I attended to that test and paid a few bucks for testing my urine. And the result was I had 20 times more glyphosate in my urine than is allowed in the drinking water in Germany. 20 times. So that was amazing. And I had no clue where it comes from, and took me several years to find out what is going on. So the last thing which really started all my investigation was gout. I was barely able to climb the stairs, and I thought I must go to the hospital and get new knees inside my body for getting so I could walk again. But the solution was very simple. It was very simple. At one time in holiday, I stopped eating meat. And after 2 weeks of holiday, I recognized that my problems with my knees get somehow better, but very, very slow. And then I extended the period to 4 weeks, then I extended it to 3 months, and then I extended the period without eating meat to half a year. And after half a year, I didn't have any problems, nothing. And I could reproduce it when I'm going to my sports club on Friday evenings. I drink wheat beer and also eating sausages. And the day after, on Saturday, I had problems with my knees. And then that was for me the proof. So how do we go with the... do not know the word. We just go on. So our goal is healing at first. Then we tell you something what we did, been there, done that, and additionally we got this. And this is why I want to talk to you on this. You want to say something?
Yeah. Thanks. Yes, you might know Hippocrates. He said, let your remedies be your food and your food be your remedies. And I think that's a very important sentence, because we actually put something in our mouth we don't know. So we didn't make up our minds yet. So we, for me, that was a, was really initializing, because when I started thinking about food, what do I put into my mouth, that my mind became more clear. I also suffered on brain fog, which is really not nice. It took me for about 4 hours in the morning to wake up, just in the in my head. Yeah, it's like every morning you wake up like, hello, somebody here. Yeah, physically I'm here, but that's it. Yeah, and then I started healing only with changing my food habits. Yeah.
So I have an example prepared. So this are actually all my examples. So I have to talk. Maybe Anke will take over one or two. So the overfight was really amazing, because Anke showed up with a cleansing cure, which will be discussed later. So it's mainly you eat raw food. And we did it for, I think, 3 months. We did the raw cleansing cure. And what it is, I will explain later. And I lost at amount 6+ kilos per month. And it was not difficult at all. The difficult part was the time management to prepare all the vegetables, but I have a nice picture for that also later. So that was, which is a big part of our talk, but we want to explain to you. The next one was the gout. I already explained, I stopped eating pork meat, and it goes away from time to time. Then the next is the brain fog. That is a really amazing one. I talked about the pesticides in my body, and this, at some time I changed all my dairy to organic food. So I hoped it gets less, the pesticides in my body get less, but that's not so easy. So I could reduce my pesticides in the body by 60%, and a main point which I want to point out in this talk is time. So time is on your side, but you must take your time. And it's there are different times. So if you use drugs, they maybe hit you in a few seconds. So if you take alcohol, it maybe takes half an hour or something like this, or the medicine, maybe 1 hour. And so there are different timetables, how long it takes to enter your body. And the overbite took me 3 months. It was a cleansing cure, though I lost 20 kilograms. The goat needed 6 months. The brain fog needed 1.5 year, but Anke has a method how you can reduce this time. And the pesticides in my body is an ongoing project. I measured since 6 years, and I'm 60% off right now. So what's next? I think it explains for itself. The lights are on, but nowhere is home. I found this slide in our company hanging around, and make a picture of it. So we want to explain the cleansing, what you should do and what you should not do. Okay, then obvious, first the obvious part, do not drink alcohol, or at least reduce your alcohol consume. Smoking might also not good. All the kind of drugs may be not so fine. So then we have the not obvious parts. This is what you can't see, can't smell. The pesticides in every part of our life, I want to say there are many, many tests who measure pesticides in the air, and a recent one is in Germany from the Umweltinstitut München. I couldn't talk about all those scientific stuff, but you could ask me later and I can point you where you can find the information. So, and another point is the undeclared additives. So, in every process of processing food, there will be put stuff inside for some reason, and if it is not in there after the processing, you do not have to declare it, but there is something left. So, for example, in the beer, there's microplastic, which is used for filtering, and there are an awful lot of examples for bread, bakery, for everything, for also the sugars and stuff. So be careful with processed food. Then are the environmental toxins, which is, of course, if you're burning petrol or the fine dust, and also the CO2. I mentioned the CO2 because if you work in a very small room for a long time on a computer and do not open the window, the CO2 level rises, and you you get foggy, you get sleepy, and so open the window while working long time in a small room. Also, it's good to take a break at a certain amount of time. I usually take a break once an hour. That is really helpful if you must work concentrated. Maybe I give over to you.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's to do? There are some unsuitable foods. I call them actually no foods because I don't eat them. Most of them, not anymore. So eggs, for example. I know you probably all love eggs, like I did in the past. But eggs, they feed viruses. So that's why I thought by myself, okay, I don't want to get some viruses, not that much in my body, so I just leave them. But viruses, they cause silent inflammation as well, so people may get ill and don't recognize it. Yeah, sometimes it's just slightly. So you don't have a feeling from being really ill. So that's the point. You don't notice it, maybe, which I didn't. I just thought the brain fog. I'm kind of, it's like normal because everybody or many people around me, they take time to wake up. That's a problem. Yeah, dairy products, so no milk. Milk is for cows, that's it. Oh. Soft drinks such as cola, iced tea, and all that sweet sugar stuff. I know you may like it, but it's there's only one natural beverage, and that's called water. And you can make it taste with put some fruits in it, and that's fine. These are really natural flavors, so you may like it.
There's another reason, the sugar. There was an article in the newspaper called Spektrum der Wissenschaft in Germany, which explains in detail the 5 or 6 different kinds of sugars and how they affect your body. And the short message is sugar is transformed to fat and you get fat. And also is a poison for the liver. You can read it, the article is maybe 3 or 4 years old, I think.
Yeah. The point isn't really the sugar by itself, it's the processed sugar, and that's like a poison to our body.
Yeah, so that's fructose sugar.
That as well. When you, it's every time the sugar is it's isolated, yeah, then that becomes actually like poison. Yeah, then meat and fish. Meat is unfortunately, or fish, the animals aren't they are not treated well, so they may be full of medicines as a
heavy metals, yeah. And antibiotica.
Yes, antibiotics, that was a word I was missing. Yeah. Then the genetic modified vegetables, such as corn and soy. Yeah, that also modifies our genetic. So there has an impact. Yeah.
So the
industrial produced oil, it's just because they produce a huge amount of oil, and that all gets heated up, and that makes the oil, yeah, it makes it bad. Yeah.
So the ingredients of the oil are modified somehow by the heat. So if you can get your oil from a very small oil mill, which has small machines, that this might be much better than the industrial produced oil. So the reason is the heat while processing the nuts or the seeds. So also I would mention, for all of this, the wonderful talk from the guy over there yesterday, I think it was, which goes in detail for the bacteria in the how it is called, list oh, in intestine. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. So, how it goes on. Mm-hmm. We go to the cleansing cure. I must give over to Anke again.
Yeah. So, what do I do then? In the morning, after I wake up, I drink some lemon water. So I do the fresh juice, a half lemon for a half liter of water. Yeah, and that hydrates the body. The lemon also helps to get alkaline for your body. That's very important, because all the bad stuff in our body don't like this alkaline environment. Yep. Yeah, then we drink celery juice. Not every day, but do like a cure for 3 weeks, 4-5 weeks or something like that. But you can drink it every morning, a half liter of fresh.
What kind of celery do
celery
you use?
Celery juice. Celery, these sticks.
Those barbs or those?
No, these sticks. Yeah. Because it's inflammatory. anti-inflammatory, sorry. Of course. Yeah. it strengthens the immune system, which I find it's very good. Ah, there are special cluster salts in the celery, and that is what it makes so good. Yeah, the next. Ah, the heavy metal detox smoothie. That's actually my favorite. That's important to get the metals out of our brain, because the ingredients are very simple.
Is it tasty?
Yeah, I love it. blueberries, orange, banana, and then spirulina, dulse, and barley grass. And on top, the most important is
coriander.
Cilantro.
Cilantro, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the cilantro takes the metals out, and all the other ingredients helps to push it out of the body. Yeah. Yeah, fruits a lot. In the morning. Yeah. You might notice I didn't mention any kind of bread or porridge or something like that. It's really raw food that's based on fruits and natural herbs. Yeah.
Vegetables.
You know, and vegetables. Yeah. Then 90% raw food for recovery. If you really sick, then you really need to be 90% on raw food to keep the level. It's about 80% raw food. So that's actually that what our bodies need to be healthy. So there's no processed food in, especially not from tins and cans or stuff like that. Yeah, you normally store. Yeah, so, or cooked in with sugar. No fruits. You only need fresh fruits and fresh vegetable, and you can cook it. It's not that problem, but just do it by yourself. Yeah. So going out to restaurant, that's always a little bit. I'm a bit careful of that, because I never know what is in there, and especially the herbs. And the spices, often it's a mix of nobody knows what in it. So I rather leave that for a while, maybe. Yeah.
We prepared a few recipes for you. These are quite easy. I will show you. So this is a fruit salad, so it's really easy. Just take fruits and a few leaves. So there's lemon bulb in it and nettle, which is both good for your brain. So, and just cut fruits, put them together. You do not need any other ingredients. So then, of course, the hacker salad dressing, which is very easy. Take a cup of apple juice and put some lemon juice in and a small amount of oil. That's it. To any recipe you can add salt and pepper in an amount you like, but you will recognize the longer you eat on raw food, the less salt and the less oil you will use. So your taste changes. So one of my favorites is the second salad dressing. Because you need the oil for your brain, especially the very good oil from the walnut or from hemp or from cashew. This is very good oil for your brain. So eat lots of this, but not too much. So preparing a salad dressing without oil. This is my favorite. Take the nuts, put them 2 hours in the water, put all the ingredients in a mixer and press a button for a few seconds and you're gone. And this is perfect. It's really, really delicious. Then another favorite of mine is the raw food rice. The cauliflower as well as the broccoli is very good for your brain, both. And you could actually eat the cauliflower raw. It's unbelievable, but it is the truth. Just take the cauliflower, take the with water soaked cashews and a diarrhea spoon of soy sauce, put it to the mixer, press a button for a second or two, and you are gone. And it's really, really amazing. Just try this one. It's unbelievable. And your favorite is sweet potatoes.
Yeah, that's actually really simple. An avocado, cut an onion and mash it and cut some slice of sweet potato and just dip the sweet potato. I like this recipe.
So Mau, we might finish our talk with all that what is going between the lines. So if you try it out with the raw food, my problem was I have no time for preparing all the stuff. And I want to show you how I solved this. So if you work on a computer lots, you sometimes have boring meetings, take a knife, take your fruits, cut them, and you are gone. So you need no extra time. That's the solution. So easy, isn't it? Actually, this is my home working space in the camper for the corona pandemic. So now our last slide, but we have to say a lot about this, because when I started the raw food cleansing cure, I'm not used to eat food like this. I was hungry all the time, but I could eat all the time. That was an amazing thing. So I had up to 7 meals in the early stage of the raw food cleansing. I was literally eating all the time. And the good thing about that is I had no cravings in the evening. Anybody here who eats chocolate in the evening or chips? Nobody. Oh, I'm impressed.
No.
So there's no cravings in the evening. It's really fantastic. You can't believe it. Then I actually mentioned in my body different types of incarnation while eating raw food. So my taste changes, and I had setbacks and eat meat in between. But these are like subsiding waves. At the start, it was often, and later on, it was less. So it's also hacking your brain. Your brain get used to it, and it is a new normality if you do it for a while. Then the really fine stuff about this diary is there's no self-enforcement at any time. You could eat what you want unless it's not raw. No, other way around. So if it is raw. And if you maybe say you try it for 1 day or for 2 days and you continue voluntarily. And do you want to take this point? Different ways of saturation. So you all may recognize if you have a goose for Christmas and it lies in your stomach like a stone. And that's exactly the feeling when I eat meat right now. I love meat. I eat from time to time, maybe twice a month. I eat cow or what is this called? Ziege? Never mind. But
goat.
But I feel it lies in my stomach like a stone. Oh. And also, yeah, that's not the case if I use the fruit, so I like it better. Yeah. The next is the change of taste. That was really amazing with the celery juice we prepare for ourselves. In the start, the celery juice doesn't that did not smell. It was, how it is called, bitter. It was bitter. But after a while, it got sweet. So after 2 weeks of drinking celery juice, it got sweet. So my taste changes. We use less salt and stuff like this. This is what I want to tell you between the lines. So it's everything is positive for your body, everything. Then you feel reborn. You could like, so it's perfect. So not like, ugh. So it's really, really good. So the next point is for sure yours.
Yeah, the better skin. Yeah, I got some better skin. That was what really amazes me. When the first time before we start, maybe Lars' skin was like a leather, and now it feels like skin. So it's not that rough anymore. So, and acne, yeah, by the way, it disappeared. Just by eating. I mean, that's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe that, though. So.
We couldn't both believe it, that, and that's the reason why I'm here, yeah. Why we are here and talk to you. So, and the positive effect, which is the title of our talk, is what are the effects on your brain. If you are healthy and if you are in perfect shape, you are more stable, you are stress resistant, your brain capability improves, your mental stamina improves, so I could work the whole day if I take my breaks. That's important. So take your breaks every hour, maybe 5 minutes, just stand up, walk around, go back to work, and you could work the whole day, which is very important sometimes on the computer. So you do not need the Club Mate or coffee in the night. Just if you're sleepy, go to bed and work the next day. So, and you can really work a long time. Then also in the afternoon, you do not have this afternoon gap from all the heavy meals. That's important. So now we have a paper with lots of add-ons because we have a few minutes left. I have a few points which are not on the slides. So the important vitamins are C, E, B1, B6, and B12. And B12 is a vitamin which could not be produced in your body. I think it's absorbed in the end part of the intestinal
tract. Yeah.
But there's something missing, so you can't really produce this by yourself. You must.
Yeah, you need the B12. Just eat natural food for the B12, especially. Maybe you have an apple tree, go outside and pick the apple from the tree. And then there are these microbes on the apple that produces the B12.
So also you have to, what is very good, are sprouts for the magnesium, for the zinc, and for the potassium, which is also very good for your brain. So for example, wheat sprouts is very healthy. Then for the brain, you could simply search on the search engine of your preferences for brain food. You will find something. Natural rice is actually very good, and nuts, I told you already, broccoli, nettle, lemon balm, and a few others. Baldrian is also good, and ginkgo, and there are many, many different vegetables, which also all fruits, of course. So, and that brings us to our end. You have something?
Yeah.
And we thank for your audience. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Can you turn this? Yes, thank you. Well done. First time, I mean, wow, very good. We have a couple of minutes left for some questions, and I see one person standing up there, two. So please state your question, short and stout.
Thanks for your very personal story. There's a lot of research backing exactly the sort of things you've done. Well, almost exactly. There are a few differences, if you don't mind me mentioning them. But good places to turn for scientific information about this will be nutritionfacts.org and Physical Commission Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM.org. The latter being more for simpler people, and the first Nutrition Facts are more for nerdy information about research papers. Are excellent sources of information. They do warn much more about B12 than you do. But they say don't mess around with it. You will get serious problems and you will be too late recovering from that. So the advice picking it from an apple tree is definitely disadvised by them. So I want to add that. The raw food is not so strongly emphasized in these, but I haven't seen research.
Can you get to the question?
Sorry, no, I was commenting. I was just adding a few things that I had encountered. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thanks for the talk. I was wondering, why is the oil from the small oil mill better?
That's the reason is the heat. The machines for pressing the nuts or the seeds do not get so hot. And if oil gets hot, some of the ingredients get lost. The very important, I do not know the English word, it's omega-3 and omega-6. In German is aminosäure. I think they got somehow broken up or something like that. And that's the reason why you should use the small almonds, or even better, just take the nuts or the seeds directly.
Okay. And is organic meat allowed?
Of course.
Yeah,
organic means nothing. No pesticides.
No, antibacterial.
There's one thing about the meat. You can have meat. That's not a problem. If you do a cleansing, then you should leave it. Yeah, because that stops the cleansing. Okay. Actually. It's the fat and it's the protein that stops the protein stops the cleansing.
I misunderstood the question.
Because you mentioned
in your intestine you have different kind of bacteria, and sometimes the one is more, sometimes the other is more. And if you make raw food, then it goes like this, and if you eat meat, then it goes like that, so it's not in balance anymore. And you need the good bacteria, which are good for your
for your
health. That's
Thanks.
The reason.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I think we still have time for, let's say, one or two more short questions. Yes. I've also one on my card, so if nobody shows up, I have another question. So.
Yeah, thanks again for your talk. Could you say something about cheese? So I love cheese, especially French-made.
okay, that's
Thank
the same.
You for that one.
Cheese, that's the same like meat. So you shouldn't do it. When you really sick, just leave it for a while.
I
love to eat cheese too. I take the organic cheese from the small farms and eat it sometimes, like the meat once or twice a month. So I like it very much. I can't stop eating this also, but it's not so good.
So that goes for any milk product, so everything with milk?
Yeah, it's a dairy product. Yeah. So if you have, for example, the yogurt or something, there's often put in fructose, glucose syrup inside, and it's really not good for many reasons.
Mm. Okay, thanks again for your insights. So that was great.
You're welcome.
Okay. One more.
Possible? Yeah.
Go for it.
Sometimes you mentioned coriander.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what's your stance about getting homeopathic, like when it's really concentrated to speed things up. Is that possible? Do you do that?
No, it's about the fresh cilantro.
Okay.
And there are all the ingredients. They take the metals out of the brain.
But in general, about the whole story, can you speed things up by taking ingredients that are really concentrated? Because sometimes you hear the argument that you can eat that food, but there's really a little of that ingredient in it.
I think it depends on what it is.
Okay. Yeah.
You can supplement. Okay. That will speed it up.
Yeah.
But I have no experience with all the other stuff. So.
Yeah.
So but it's actually all about the food. So how do you make it with food? Because. I go out into the wood and pack my stuff and okay, what do I need? Oh, homeopathic, all my bottles, you know, just 100 of bottles. I don't want to take to the wood, so the solution, just heal myself with food. So that was the background.
Yeah, so, I mention it because sometimes when I go to a homeopathic store, I say I eat a lot of blueberries,
yeah.
And to accomplish this,
yeah.
And then they say, oh, there's so little in it. You have to eat like 3 kilograms of blueberries each day. So take this. Of course, they are biased because they want to sell it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do it for a long time, and you need smaller amounts. That is what we recognize. Also, I'm not scientific at this point, so many of the poisons go into the fat of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get rid of the fat, you get rid of the poison in your body. So that's exactly the amount. I maybe lost 60% of my fat, and so I lost 60% of the poison in my body.
Yep.
So it's not short term. Short term you can do if you maybe drink a tea. I have forgot something. My absolute favorite. It's a green oat tea. It's just a tea. You cook for 20 minutes. It's very delicious. And if you drink it, you are all day very relaxed, and it's very healthy. And so this is short term food and long-term food. For example, the blueberries you eat for a longer time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not not so if you take 10 kilos of blueberries in 1 week that you are...
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, thank you so much. Time is up. You made it. One bucket list item done. Talk on the stage. Very well done. Thank them again with a warm applause.